The University of North Florida in recent years has developed a robust polling operation. And this morning, they're crunching some numbers for us to get a sense of where Florida residents stand on everything from next year's governor's race to the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. UNF political science professors Mike Binder and Andrew Hopkins have the poll results. They join us now live in Studio 5 with the numbers. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. And as we hear the results of UNF's political poll, we want to know right now, as we discuss where Florida voters stand, we want to ask you, our callers, who are you voting for in the 2014 governor's race? Will you support Governor Rick Scott, or will you throw your vote to Charlie Crist, or perhaps Democrat Nan Rich? We also want to ask you, what are your thoughts on the rollout of Obamacare? The poll results are about to be revealed. Give us a call, 549-2937. That's 549-2937. Send your emails to firstcoastconnect@wjct.org. Tweets to @MelissaInJax. And let us know where you stand on our First Coast Connect Facebook page. Mike Binder, let's begin with you. Lots to talk about with the Affordable Care Act, of course. But first, the big political race everybody in this state is watching, next year's governor's race. What does the polling say? Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
When it comes to Rick Scott's reelection.
Well, when it comes to Rick Scott, the short answer is it's going to depend who the Democrats nominate. And as of now, as it stands, Charlie Crist in a head-to-head matchup with Rick Scott is slightly ahead, 44 to 40%, with a number of folks unknown, which makes sense this early out. If he were to run against Nan Rich, very different story. We have Rick Scott up 43% to 28% with 27% of the folks undecided.
He'd beat Nan Rich handily. She's the Democrat that's already declared in the race.
Correct. She's the one Democrat with some name recognition, not a lot, who is officially in.
So, Andrew Hopkins, Charlie Crist as yet has not even declared if he's officially running for governor, and but your poll has him beating Rick Scott.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Chris coming around like what he is right now, it's interesting to look at, you know, with the amount of support he's getting from the independents as well, the no party affiliation. That's going to, you know, come around to, you know, really depend on, you know, where he's going to set, whether being more conservative or maybe going back to more moderate.
So how many of the state's registered voters classify themselves as independent?
We're up over 25%.
That's a huge number.
It's a very big number.
Now, do you see that benefiting Charlie Crist or Governor Scott when it comes time to vote?
Well, right now, our independents are favoring Crist by about a dozen points. And it makes sense in a lot of ways. He's the, you know, former Republican, moved over to the Democratic Party. He was briefly an independent in his senatorial run a couple years ago. So certainly, I think it looks like the independents are leaning toward Crist at this point.
Now, let me ask you, Andrew Hopkins. Of course, Republicans really don't like Charlie Crist. They see him as a traitor who left their party, and now he's gone all the way to the other side. How does that impact the dynamics of this race in terms of ginning up Republican turnout for Rick Scott?
You know, I don't know, Mike, if you want to take that one. I'm not sure.
It's going to be interesting. If the Republicans are really angry at a Charlie Crist, or if they just view him as, okay, he's just another Democrat. How what's the difference between, let's say, how a Republican feels about an Obama, who is clearly not a Republican, never was, versus maybe how they feel about a Charlie Crist? And I think the anger or the disdain isn't necessarily that different.
Now, what about Democrats? How will they view a Charlie Crist candidacy?
That's the interesting question. Currently, in our data, it looks like they're viewing him with open arms to some extent. And it's difficult to say if that's a, well, anybody but Rick Scott question. But clearly it's not, because they're not supporting Nan Rich as much. So I think the Democrats have embraced him. I certainly think it helps that Rick Scott has alienated so many Democrats, at least the first couple years of his term. Charlie Crist has secured the base as of now.
And if you're just joining us, we're discussing the results of UNF's latest statewide political poll with Mike Binder and Andrew Hopkins of the Political Science Department. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. We want to know, who will you be voting for governor next year, Rick Scott, Charlie Crist, or someone else? And where are you on the rollout of Obamacare? 549-2937. You polled on that question as well, right?
We polled on it a little bit. We had a couple questions about that. One of them was the how do people feel about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act improving their access to care? And Andrew?
The Affordable Care Act?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, basically, we found that 36%, agree strongly or somewhat. And then for people that disagree strongly or somewhat, it was 57%.
Folks are skeptical about Obamacare
57% are skeptical that it will improve their access to care.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else did you ask?
Well, we asked some other questions, particularly statewide, about Medicaid and if people believe that Medicaid should be expanded to cover more Floridians. And 54% of the people said, yeah, let's expand Medicaid and give it to more folks.
It is the will of the people strong enough, though, to override the legislature's stance that the state can't afford to expand Medicaid?
Well, that's interesting. It leads to kind of the next question, considering only 41% of the people polled are willing to pay a little bit more money in order to cover it.
There's the rub.
There it is.
Anything else in this poll that stands out?
Well, another thing, I'll just jump in right there. It's kind of interesting, too, that a lot of people have, different views and a lot of different surveys we've done in the past where, people are more into the, different policies. But when it comes down to pay for it, they're not accepting of that. And as we see here, 34% of people want to expand Medicaid don't even want to pay for it. So right. That was just another, interesting thing.
Yeah. The eternal political dilemma, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, lots of calls in the meantime as we discuss the results of UNF's latest statewide poll, taking the pulse of Florida politics this week. We want to know, where do you stand on the 2014 governor's race? Who will you be voting for? The UNF poll shows Charlie Crist beating Rick Scott by about 4 points. Of course, the election's more than a year away, but it's 549-2937 to join the show. Paul in Orange Park starts us off. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. I'm glad you're going to be down at the farmer's market this year.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got to get myself out of the house and come down.
Oh, please do. Come see us tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously the governor's race is going to be a hotly contested one. My wife's a special ed teacher, has been for 25 years, and the governor did a tremendous amount of damage by defunding maintenance of the buildings and holding teachers from getting their annual increases in pay. And I'm sure that his footprint is on a lot of other industries as well. He seems to have mistaken that being the governor is the same thing as being the CEO of the company he started, the Urgent Care Company, the name of which escapes me right now. And he's not picking up on the skills of a polished politician, and that never plays well with the public. On the other issue, I would vote for Charlie Crist. Simple, because I liked him when he was in office before, and he's just a likable guy, which is a lousy reason, but
that will influence your vote in the end.
Yeah, and the other thing, what is mistakenly being called Obamacare, which was meant to be an insult, saying this isn't worth anything. The Affordable Care Act, which was voted in law by the Congress, and now the Congress wants to defund it, or some people in the Congress do. That doesn't make any sense at all. It's irrational. They're saying it's not working. Well, of course, it's not working. My car is in the driveway, and the engine isn't running. That's because I haven't gone out there and turned the engine on. We won't be able to judge the effectiveness of the Affordable Care Act until it's been up and running for, say, 6 months. And the bottom line is that people who don't have insurance go wait to the last, possible minute, then they go to the emergency room. If you ever spent 7 hours in the emergency room thinking you're having a heart attack, while all these other people are sitting around with broken fingers and similar medical problems, you understand that, A, you know, the people who really need the care don't get it as fast as they should, and B, we, buyers of medical treatment, are paying for those people.
Uh-huh.
It's added on to your bill.
And Paul in Orange Park, thank you for the call this morning. I just want to try to get a few more on the air. So that's Paul in Orange Park. Thanks for your call, Paul. Okay, let me ask you both. He said in the end his vote will go to Charlie Crist over the governor because Charlie Crist is more likable. How important will that factor be in this election?
Likeability always matters in political elections. If you think back to the George Bush, John Kerry election, I'm willing to have a beer
with George Bush.
Bush.
Right.
Exactly. And to think that doesn't matter is just nonsense. So certainly likeability plays in. The old word for it was charisma. And it's really likability. And that matters. It's one of the most influential next to, of course, partisanship.
Now, lots of calls in the meanwhile as we ask you, our listeners this morning, who will get your vote for governor next year, Governor Scott or Charlie Crist? A UNF poll has him beating the governor by about 4 points. We'll go back to the phones in just a moment at 549-2937. Give us a call. In the meantime, here's an email from Chuck when he's asking about your Obamacare polling. Did the pollsters use the term Obamacare or the actual name of the act, the Affordable Care Act, in their questions? Many think the two are different.
We used both of them, actually. We called it the Affordable Care Act and also called Obamacare. And the previous caller mentioned Obamacare being derisive, and originally it was. But when the president calls it Obamacare, it's hard to not use that term. But we use both in our questioning.
On our Facebook page, when it comes to the governor's race, one listener posts, I am an independently minded Democrat, and so far I plan on voting for Charlie Crist. Lots of calls, 549-2937 to join the show. Gil on the South Side. Hi, Gil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Melissa. You mentioned who would we vote for if the governor's race were today or soon.
Uh-huh.
I certainly would not vote for Governor Scott. He is a Tea Partier. He is. He used to be CEO of a medical, a number of hospitals. They had the highest fine ever for stealing money from the Medicare or Medicaid side of the thing. So he was basically a thief. Charlie Crist is a little bit more palatable. I have no idea who is running on the Democratic side. I'd probably feel more comfortable voting for the Democrat. One of the things that I think is really important to understand is that most people, unlike me and you, don't spend all of their time following politics.
Yeah, sure.
So when you find out that Governor Scott was trying to pack the legislature with additional people, when he decided not to take the $2 billion, which would have put a lot of people to work here in Florida and given them an option instead of having to drive cars all the time. When he made...
You're talking about the light rail.
Yeah.
And Gil, thank you for your thoughts.
Let me just say one more thing about Obamacare. Obamacare has not gone into effect. Right now, if you don't mind my saying so, the way the medical system works with HMOs and PPOs is so insane. Right now, I'm having a big problem just trying to get an overpayment that I made to one of my healthcare providers because they didn't have the information. They didn't have a running total. It was insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
Sure. Well, obviously, Gil's pro Obamacare and pro Charlie Crist. Thank you for the call. Andrew Hopkins, as he pointed out, he doesn't even know who the Democrat is in the race. Charlie Crist, unlike Nan Rich, has very good name recognition.
That's right. You know, it's just, and it's another thing too, because he mentioned, independent Democrat early that we heard. And you know, with the, you know, no party affiliation and the independents, you know, it's it's one thing, you know, that for independents who want to, you know, expand Medicaid, you know, Chris, you know, he really has the advantage with, you know, independents. That's going to be a key, you know, a party.
But
on
that same hand, Mike Binder, Governor Scott has strong Republican support, in particular from voters who align with the Tea Party wing of the GOP. How important will turning that base out be to his reelection hopes?
Well, it's going to be vital, especially if he's struggling with the independents. Interestingly, though, the Democrats are similarly supportive of Charlie Crist at this point. Crist does not have a problem with the base of the Democratic Party, even though he's new to the party.
So it will all turn on which way the independents swing.
It's going to be like any close election. You're going to talk about independents and you're going to be talking about turnout, especially in a midterm year. This is going to be a presidential election, so you're not going to see turnout in the huge 60% range.
Dee Dee in Jacksonville. Hi, Dee Dee. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning to you.
Go ahead.
Hi, I am a Vietnam veteran with 40-plus years of high-tech medicine visiting where you don't want to visit in a hospital, ORs, ERs, ICUs, etc. Obama-Clinton care is going to continue to put medicine into the sewer. You will not have any time you have bureaucracy into medicine, you will lose it. You will lose all the TLC and what helps people live and what helps people die. My problem is all of these bureaucrats that need to be working on something that needs more control than medicine is the legal and the penal system. I don't need a lawyer in my medicine because I'm not a medical person to be in their system.
Okay. And that's Dee Dee in Jacksonville, a Vietnam veteran. Thanks, Dee Dee, for the call. So she reflects the views of many in the state who just see this as more bureaucracy, more government, red tape, referring to the Affordable Care Act, of course.
Right. And I think one thing to keep in mind is to think that currently medicine isn't filled with bureaucracy and isn't filled with lawyers and isn't filled with red tape is a little bit naive. This isn't Little House on the Prairie. You know, we're not going down to the local doctor and being treated and giving them some chickens and eggs. I mean, you go to the hospital nowadays, you're filling out paperwork, you have a doctor, you're filling out paperwork, there's bureaucracy all over the place.
But it's a very real fear, isn't it, Mike? People have, especially older Americans, that this is going to gum up the works even more, not make things better.
Right. And interestingly, the older Americans are probably the ones that are, well, directly least affected. They're in the Medicare system. Certainly if there's pressures on access because of more people being into the system and less doctors, they might feel an indirect hit. But direct hits, the older folks and people with medical coverage are the least affected.
Let's go to Mike on the West Side as we ask our callers this morning. We're discussing the results of UNF's latest political poll showing Charlie Crist beating Governor Rick Scott next year by about 4 points. Who will get your vote? Mike on the West Side. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I want to put my hat in the ring for Charlie Crist. And the reason why? I mean, look at the guy's tan. No, seriously. he's already had the job before. He's already been there. He has a record. I mean, I don't have a problem with his record. If I wanted to nitpick, yeah, I could, but that's with any politician. So I feel pretty comfortable going with Charlie Crist.
Mike, thank you. And we want to hear from Rick Scott supporters as well. Let's try Edward in Jacksonville. Edward, hello. Thanks for holding. Good morning, Edward.
I'm good. So sadly, I'm not going to be a Rick Scott supporter, so I'll be voting Scott for you this year.
And why not?
I just think, you know, I don't mind business, and we've been doing well in jobs and a number of other things, but I just think I'm just very leery of people who tend to be so focused on business that we want to give them tax cuts. They drive on the same roads. They use the same services that we use. They should pay the same amount of taxes. If they're more successful, I think that they should pay, you know, a greater share of taxes. I like business as much as the next person. I just don't like a politician who focuses so laser beam on helping business people but not the public service sector side of things. And just on the healthcare side, I'm a strong supporter of the Affordable Care Act. My girlfriend, who quit her job to look for a new job that she was working too much, had some health concerns come up. I went online to look up if she was eligible for Medicaid, having a mortgage and making less than $300 a month. This is something I think a lot of people don't know about individual states. In Florida, from the research I did, she makes more than $181 a month, which means she is ineligible for Medicaid. She makes too much money. And that annual salary is about $6,000 a year, which is $5,000 below the federal poverty line. You know, the problem with Obamacare is not going to be people who have to be switched from their employer and go on the exchanges. It's going to be these people that fall in these ridiculous ranges of qualifications for Medicare where they're making next to nothing. And their state, because their governors decide not to expand Medicaid, and they're going to, you know, fall below that 155% of poverty line and $180 a month. These are going to be the people that are really going to be hurting under Obamacare. And it's not anything to do with Obamacare. Obamacare was trying to help these folks. It's these governors that are denying these people care.
That's Edward in Jacksonville. Thanks, Edward. Mike Bender, Governor Scott, it needs to be pointed out, did come around to support the expansion of Medicaid in Florida. It's the Florida House that does not want the expansion of Medicaid.
He made a 180 turn. He was originally very much opposed to it. This past legislative session, he said, we need this money. And yeah, the state Republicans in the House said, no, that's not going to happen.
Right. So do you see that issue even playing into the governor's race?
I don't think so. I think it's fairly partisan as far as where those lines fall, and I mean that might be talked about a little bit, but the thing to think about is, while sure this is a lot of money from the federal government, ultimately the states are going to be on the hook for some of that money, and it gets progressively more after that first 3-year window is up where the feds are picking up the whole tab.
Now, in reference to Republicans who wanted to expand Medicaid, 66% voted for Scott, and then on our survey. And then with that, if you're a Republican who doesn't want to expand Medicaid, 86%
voted for Scott. Did you break the poll down to breaking it down to registered Republicans, registered Democrats, and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so how much support does the governor have among the state's Republicans? I would think it'd be extremely high.
They're both pretty close, in the high 70s for
high
their own
70s.
Parties. And then that includes some folks that are unsure at this point.
Let's try Linda in Jacksonville quickly. Hi, Linda. Good morning to you.
Yes, my question has to do with Nan Rich. Unfortunately, I missed the first part of this show, and so I didn't hear her numbers. But I have known Nan for many, many years, and she has been a wonderful leader in the Florida legislature until she was term limited. She was there for 12 years. Is there any possibility going against the name recognition and the money of these other two gentlemen?
Linda, thanks for that call. And of course, Nan Rich is the declared Democrat in the race for Florida governor. Charlie Crist has not yet announced whether he'll be running. Does Nan Rich have a chance at all, is her question.
Well, currently, our results have Rick Scott, if they were to run today, 43% to 28% against Nan Rich. And she faces a big uphill struggle. If Charlie Crist goes into the Democratic primary, she's outgunned in name recognition, and she's going to be outgunned in money. And that's a really tough hill to climb.
Let me ask you this, then, as a final question. Governor Scott will certainly amass a war chest in the hundreds of millions of dollars for the reelect. How will Charlie Crist even be able to match that kind of spending, especially in the large television markets?
As a former governor, as a well-known politician, he has access to Democratic money, assuming he runs, of course, as a Democrat. He's been a newly declared Democrat. He will get plenty of cash. Now, he doesn't have the personal bank accounts that a Rick Scott has, but he certainly has access to Washington money, out-of-state money. If you're a Democrat and you're looking at the state of Florida and you think we need this in 2016, it sure would be nice if you had a Democratic governor, and they're going to invest in that.
Andrew Hopkins, any final takeaways from this poll?
One thing, I was just thinking, it's just been a really good experience, just graduating from UNF, being the master's program, and then getting to work with Mike here, the Public Opinion Research Lab, and just seeing how these polls are put together, and it's been a really good experience.
All right, well, we'll have the full poll results on our website today at wjctnews.org. Mike Bender and Andrew Hopkins, both with UNF's polling operation in the Political Science Department, thanks for sharing this with us.
Thanks for having us.